On Friday, the Michigan Supreme Court said it would not make an early ruling on the constitutionality of the state's new right-to-work law. Governor Snyder had asked the high court to decide the issue before the case has made its way through lower courts. The law was passed last December during a very controversial lame duck legislative session. Under the law, workers cannot be forced to pay union dues or fees as a condition of employment. Let's bring in Chris Gouts to help break this all down for us. Chris is the Capitol correspondent for Crane's Detroit Business. Chris, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So the court announced on Friday that it would not take up the issue, at least not yet. Just tell us why Governor Snyder had wanted an early decision.
Well, he wanted an early decision for several reasons. One is because there are already several lawsuits that are out there right now that were challenging this law in various courts and in various steps of the process. And he wanted to get the Supreme Court to say, you know, to bypass all that and just say for certain, yes, it's constitutional or no, it's not. So there wouldn't be this ambiguity and this, you know, sort of concern about, because eventually it would get to the Supreme Court anyway, so he just wanted to skip those steps and just take it to that point already. And the biggest reason for him would seem to be the issue of state employees, because they are going to be starting their contract negotiations either the end of this month or early August, and about 70% of the state's workforce, about 50,000. Are unionized employees. And so this is of paramount importance to them to answer this question. And there is a current court case pending over that issue, which is now before the State Court of Appeals. What the Supreme Court said basically is that, you know, we're going to let them do their business. And then if it comes to us, then we'll decide whether or not we're going to take it up. The big question now is whether or not once that Court of Appeals ruling comes down, how soon or if the Supreme Court will rule on that question, because the contracts for state employees end at the end of the year. And so this is of major importance. So if this doesn't get decided, I can just imagine, you know, the state employee unions, of which I think there are a half dozen that represent those 35,000 workers, are going to be sitting on one side of the table and the state's going to sit on the other, and they're just going to sit there twiddling their thumbs while this major issue sort of hangs out there. And until that's decided, I don't think you're going to have a final contract with these workers.
Chris, what was your sense of the reason why the high court said, no, we're not going to make an early decision? What was behind that?
I think part of it was, like I said, that was already so far along in the process in terms of the issue of the state employees. It was already at the Court of Appeals level, and I believe that they are all done with any oral arguments or you know, written testimony. So I think they're ready to decide, and so I think it was probably just a practical matter of saying, you know, do we really want to take this out of their hands after they've done all this work? I mean, that could be one factor. And I've talked to some labor attorneys who also thought that this was kind of a surprise that they didn't take it up, in the sense that there is this large conservative majority on the court, and you would think that just given the political nature that some believe is there, that they would have sided with the governor and just taken up the issue, because many believe that no matter whenever it gets to the Supreme Court, they're going to side with the state. And so that they were a little surprised that just didn't happen this time around.
So what does this all mean now, Chris Gouts, for the new law? That just it remains in place as all of this other action is happening in the lower courts?
Yeah, barring any injunction, nothing changes in terms of the law. It's still an enforceable law, and it's in effect, and nothing changes that unless there is an injunction with one of these other proceedings. Like I said, there is the case involving the state employees at the Court of Appeals level. There is another issue over whether the law should be even allowed, because the ACLU says that it violated the Open Meetings Act by passing the law during a time in which the doors to the Capitol were locked. Although even the judge in that case has said that it's very unlikely, I forget the exact words, but basically gave the impression to the other side, saying you have a very uphill battle on your hands here. And then there was another suit in federal court from the AFL-CIO who's trying to say that this there's a supremacy clause with the U.S. Constitution, and so the Michigan did not have the right to preempt that ability for workers to have this kind of ability to bargain and collectively. Although unless there is an injunction granted by the federal judge in that case, who is a Bush appointee, I don't think that nothing will change in terms of the effect ongoing right now for businesses or for state workers.
Now, that argument that's in front of the federal court about the supremacy is kind of an interesting one, which it seems to me that might get further than, gee, they locked the doors in Lansing. What are you hearing from attorneys and experts as far as which of these cases might make the biggest impact?
Honestly, none of them. They don't see any of these going against the state, especially with the AFL-CIO case, trying to say that it can't apply because of federal law. The problem with that is that, and the Attorney General has made this point in his brief, is that there are 23 other states that already are right to work. Mm-hmm. And in many of those cases, the state law is based off of some of those other states. And so if there was a legal issue to be made, you would think that one of the unions in those other states in the however many years, you know, those 23 other states enacted their statutes, that there would have been a case to be made at the federal level. And there hasn't been. So here the union is trying to say that Michigan law was similar in some respects, but it went much farther than some of the other states. But the Attorney General, when he laid out in his brief, he showed how in various parts of the statutes, how many other states have either identical or nearly identical language to what those other states have done. And so he thinks that, you know, the idea that Michigan is somehow so totally different than these other states, it just doesn't hold weight.
So looking forward, Chris, what do you feel, as you've very clearly shown us, the ship has sailed legally and there are lawsuits moving along in the lower courts. What do you think the timeline is for all of these challenges and what should we keep an eye on?
Trying to guess the time frame of any judge or any court is not something that I want to get involved in or put money on. So I don't know. I think the biggest question, though, to be like I said before, is to watch the timing of the state employee issue, because that is going to be a very big question, and you're not going to see a resolution on that contract. You'll just probably have to have contract extensions if the Supreme Court or the Court of Appeals does not rule before the end of the year. That one's going to be a very big deal, because that wouldn't be – and the reason for that is that because the state employee contracts are expiring, that means this would be a new contract, which means that the right-to-work rule would kick in for them, which means that they could no longer be in the union, that they could – you know, they have the full power under this new right-to-work law. And the whole argument there is that these employees do not fall under right-to-work because they are protected in the Constitution. And the Michigan Civil Service Commission is supposed to have sole authority over such issues. And that's at the heart of the lawsuit. So until that's determined, that's just going to be something that's really hanging out there, and it's going to hold up any further negotiations.
Chris Gouts is the Capital Correspondent for Crain's Detroit Business. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.